Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slipcovers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
You're listening to live courtroom coverage of the trial of Karen Reed from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today. Now, back to the courtroom.
Well, it's now open to make seated.
Good morning, Your Honor. May I call the case?
Please.
For the record, before the court is Commonwealth versus Karen Reed, 22 CR 117. The parties are present. The jury is not present. The matter is on for trial.
So I was told that you wanted to see me, Ms. Tianetti?
Yes, please.
Okay, come on up to sidebar, folks. All right, let's bring the jurors in. And actually, I'll see you about scheduling while we're here. I forgot something. I do. Thank you, Chrissy. Margaret, did you see this? And then I'll take it back whenever. Tori.
Yeah.
Yea. All persons have any business before the Honorable Beverly Cannoni, Justice of the Norfolk Superior Court and for the County of Norfolk. Draw near, give your attendance, and you shall be heard. God save the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. This court is now open. You may be seated.
For the record, before the court is Commonwealth versus Karen Reed, 22 CR 117. The parties are present. Our 18 jurors are present. The matter is on for trial.
All right. Good morning again, counsel. Good morning again,
good morning, jurors.
Good morning. Good morning.
I have to ask you those three questions. Was everyone able to follow my instructions and refrain from discussing this case with anyone since we left 2 days ago?
Yes.
Everyone said yes and nodded affirmatively. Were you also able to follow the instructions and refrain from doing any independent research or investigation into this case?
Yes.
Everyone said yes and nodded affirmatively. Did anyone happen to see, hear, or read anything about this case since we left on Wednesday?
No.
Everyone said no, or shook their head. So today is a full day. We will be recessing this afternoon around 3:40, 3:45.
All right, Mr. Jackson, if you go to the podium as soon as Ms. McCabe comes in. May we have Ms. McCabe? Whatever you want.
Please raise your right hand. I solemnly swear that the testimony you shall give to the court and the jury in the matter now pending shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God.
Yes. All right, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, Mr. Jackson, whenever you're ready.
Thank you, Your Honor. Good morning, Ms. McCabe.
Good morning.
I'd like to draw your attention back to the time that you were watching the SUV out of the front door, through the front door at 34 Fairview. You have that time in mind?
I never watched it, but I went and looked at it.
Saw it,
yes.
All right. I just want to clear up one of the time frames that you indicated you last saw that SUV. You saw that SUV for the final time at 12:45 a.m., correct? It was up past the flagpole at that point.
I can't be sure of a specific time.
You indicated at a prior hearing in June of 2023 that you, in fact, did see it for the last time at 12:45, and you know that because of a text message that you sent at 12:45. Is that right?
I did send a text message at 12:45. That is correct.
Did you say, quote, and by the way, for court and counsel, this is at 782 lines 24 through 25, going to 783 lines 1 through 13 or so. Actually, 1 through 3. It's 782 going to 783. May I approach, Your Honor?
Yes.
Mr. Brennan.
Thank you very much.
No problem. Actually, Ms. McCabe, and for court and counsel, I'm going to back up just a little bit up to line 20. You stated, quote, "So I think my husband and I were talking just like about what they were doing. And then I sat back down, and then at one point I think I said, hello. And then I said, at 12:42, where are you? And then flip, I don't know if that's my last text or if I did one more. Yeah, 12:45, hello. Because they were still there. And then question, so the dark SUV was still outside the house at 12:45. Answer, at 12:45. Do you remember that question and answer colloquy back in June of 2023?
I've been asked a number of questions, specifically that, those words, no. I do remember testifying. I believe I said, I think, in there. I think that, and to be honest, I'm not sure of exactly the times. I didn't pay close attention to when I was texting and when I was sitting, I was going back and forth to the door.
But in June of 2023, at a hearing under oath, you did say that it was at 12:45 that you last saw the vehicle.
I believe I said, I think.
Would you pressure recollection to take a look at the transcript I just read from?
I believe the word I think is in there.
You believe, but you're not sure.
Okay, I'll look at it.
Would you pressure recollection?
Sure.
May I approach?
Yes.
Thank you.
May I approach, Your Honor?
Yes.
Thank you. Does that refresh your recollection, Ms. McCabe, what you said in June of 2023 about seeing the SUV at the location at 12:45?
I see what I read. Sorry. I saw what I just read. I don't remember my exact words of every testimony, but I did just read that, yes.
And in fact, what you said back in June of 2023, quote, I don't know if it's my last text or if I did one more. Yeah, 12:45, hello, because they were still there, period, correct?
That's a part of what I said.
And then the question was, so the dark SUV was still outside the house at 12:45, answer, at 12:45.
And then I said, I think, my husband and I, so there's more to that conversation.
Ms. McCabe, what I read you is what the transcript indicates. You said on June 8th, 2023, correct?
Correct.
So, can you answer that? Is that correct?
That I saw it at that time?
Ask the question again, Mr.
Sure. That what you testified to in June of 2023 was you saw the SUV for the last time at 12:45. That's what you said, at least back then.
That's part of what I said.
I don't know if that's my last text or if I did one more. Yeah, 12:45, hello, because they were still there. Question, so the dark SUV was still outside the house at 12:45. Answer, at 12:45. That's what you actually testified to in June 2023.
That's what that says, correct.
Thank you. You've been asked about with whom you communicated first thing in the morning when you received that 4:53 a.m. call, there at that call and thereafter, shortly thereafter, within those next few minutes, correct?
Yes.
As a matter of fact, you were asked by Trooper Prince in a formal interview on February 1st, 2022. I know that was a while ago, but in that initial formal interview, 3 days after the event, Trooper Prince, the female trooper, asked you who you called or who you communicated with during that important few minutes after you received the first phone call from Kaylee's phone, correct?
I'm not sure of our exact conversation, but she did ask me a number of questions.
Do you remember telling her I spoke with Karen Reed, obviously?
Again, I answered whatever question she asked me. So okay, if she asked, I did speak with Karen Reed that morning, correct?
Okay, Ms. McCabe, my question is, did you tell Trooper Prince 3 days after the fact, I spoke with Karen Reed. Yes or no?
If you have a report, I don't remember the specifics. I met with many, many police officers.
Sure. Would you refresh your recollection to take a look at her report?
I'd like to take a look at it, yes. Thank you.
May I?
Yes.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Ms. McCabe, you can familiarize yourself with that report, and there's a tab if that helps you, because it's somewhat lengthy.
Okay.
See if that refreshes your recollection.
Thank you.
Mm. May I approach?
Yes.
Ms. McCabe, did that refresh your recollection as to what you told Trooper Prince?
I know what happened, so I just answered the questions.
Yes or no? Does that refresh your recollection as to what you told Trooper Prince?
Yes.
Okay. You told Trooper Prince that you had a conversation on Kaylee's phone with Ms. Reed, correct?
Yes.
That you also called Julie Albert after you got off the phone with Ms. Reed the first time?
Yes.
And then thereafter, at some point, you talked to Tom Beatty, correct?
I never spoke with Tom.
I'm sorry, my mistake. I misspoke. You called Tom Beatty.
Yes, I called Tom Beatty.
Did not get through to Tom Beatty.
I didn't. No one answered. Yes.
Okay. Then you spoke to the grand jury about the same issue. Who did you talk to and who did you call in those minutes after the initial call on Kaylee's phone? Correct.
I'm going to object. I'd like to be heard.
All right. Come on up.
May I, Your Honor?
Yes.
Thank you. Ms. McCabe, you were also asked the same series of questions about, or a series of questions about the same events concerning that 4:53 phone call and the calls that you made shortly thereafter, correct?
Yes.
And in that testimony, you also, consistent with what you said to Trooper Prince, said, I spoke with Karen Reed on Kaylee's phone, I then spoke with Julie Albert, or I called Julie Albert, and then I called Tom Beatty, correct?
I object.
That objection sustained.
What did you tell the grand jurors about who you called or who you attempted to communicate with in those first few minutes after that 4:53 a.m. call?
I don't know exactly what I said on that day, but I know who I spoke to.
You said on that day you spoke to Karen Reed, correct?
On which day? What are we talking about?
The day of the grand jury.
Okay.
That would be April 26, 2022.
I don't have the paper in front of me, so I don't know my exact words.
Well, I'm not asking you for your exact words, but did you tell them, as you sit here, do you remember telling the grand jurors under questioning by the Commonwealth that you spoke with Karen Reed?
I spoke with Karen Reed that morning. Again, I've been at many grand juries and different things, so to remember specifically, I don't remember specific questions and specific answers, but yes, Karen Reed did call me that morning on Kaylee's phone.
My question is, what did you say to the grand jurors? And you're saying you don't remember?
What question are you asking me?
Whom did you attempt to communicate with in those first few minutes after you first received the phone call on Kaylee's phone?
If you're asking me now, I can answer you. I don't remember the specifics. If you want to show me and then I can review it, I know the answer to the question. I'm just not sure of my exact words on that day.
I didn't ask you what your exact words were. I'm asking you about your memory. You're testifying based on your memory, Ms. McCabe, are you not?
Object.
All right. Go ahead and answer that question. Are you answering these questions based on your memory, Ms. McCabe?
So I'm answering questions based on my memory of what happened on the 28th and the 29th. I've testified multiple times. I've been interviewed by multiple police officers. So to pinpoint one conversation is a bit of a challenge for me. But what I can tell you is what I remember from that day, which was, I'm sure, very similar to however I answered, because it's the same.
Yeah.
Yes.
Refresh your recollection and look at the transcript.
Tell Mr. Brennan what page you're at.
Sure. 188, 189. Thank you.
Thank you.
I didn't get an answer to that question, Ms. McCabe. Would it refresh your, I just have to do this for the record. Would it refresh your recollection and look at your transcript?
I'll look at it, yes.
Thank you.
okay.
May I approach?
Yes.
Thank you.
Did that refresh your recollection about what you told the grand jurors in terms of whom you communicated with or attempted to communicate with that morning?
Yes.
What did you tell the grand jurors?
I told them that I communicated with Miss Reed and that I called Julie Albert.
And Tom Beattie.
Oh, and Tom Beattie, I'm sorry.
Right. So in both of those statements, to Trooper Prince when you were asked about your communications, and at the grand jury, by the way, at the grand jury, when you were asked who you communicated that morning, who you communicated with that morning, you didn't need to see a report, did you? You didn't ask to see a report, like you're doing here.
Well, I'm asking because you're asking specific questions about what I said on a specific day. And depending on who's asking the question, they ask questions in a different manner. So the answer is always going to be the same. If you ask me who I spoke to, I'm always going to tell you I spoke to Miss Reed and Julie. I called Julie Albert and I called Tom Beattie. The answer is always the same, but the way the question asked and maybe some of the words that I use may be different. And I don't remember on specific days. I've been questioned many times, but the answers are always going to be the same. The wording may be different.
Yeah. Mitch, does that answer?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
I'm going to allow that, but let's move on.
I'm trying, all right. When the Commonwealth asked questions about who you contacted that morning at the grand jury, you didn't need to have your recollection refreshed with anything. You said, I talked to Karen Reed, I called Julie Albert, I called Tom Beattie, correct?
Correct.
And that's exactly what you told Trooper Prince as well. Karen Reed, Julie Albert, Tom Beattie. Is that right?
Yes, correct.
But you did make another phone call that morning that you left out of both of those statements, didn't you?
I'm not sure.
At 5:07 a.m., you called over to 34 Fairview, didn't you?
If it's in my phone record, then I must have.
It's in your phone records that you're aware of. Well, let me ask it a different way. You're aware that your phone records actually show that at 5:07, you called the 34 Fairview Nicole Albert's phone, correct?
Correct.
It shows also that that call lasted 38 seconds, correct?
I'm not sure what it shows.
You actually spoke to your sister, Nicole, that morning?
I did not speak to my sister, no.
So that 38 second call went to voicemail?
I'm not sure. All I can tell you is I never spoke to my sister Nicole that morning prior to waking her up.
But you do acknowledge that you made a phone call at 5:07 to Julie Albert. I'm sorry, to Nicole Albert, your sister, over at 34 Fairview in those early morning hours, right?
Yes, I learned after. When I'm first being questioned, it's days after. It was a chaotic morning. I remembered the waterfall, Julie, then Tom Beattie. Calling to my sister wasn't as important in my ingrained in my mind at that point. No.
And then you testified at a grand jury, not hours or days later. Mm-hmm. You testified at a grand jury months later, correct? Mm-hmm.
Correct.
And at that grand jury, you also left out the fact that you contacted your sister, correct?
There's nothing nefarious. I remembered who I called. I didn't go back and look at phone records.
I didn't say it was nefarious. Why would you use the word nefarious?
Because there's nothing about me calling my sister that is nefarious, and I feel like you're insinuating it might be, and it's not.
Did you use that word because it sounds nefarious?
No, I just used the word because I think that's how you're trying to portray something that is nothing.
Or did you use that word because you think that's how it's coming across? That's nefarious.
No.
Without contacting. 34
Fairview. No, not at all.
Later that morning of January 29th, but by the way, you do acknowledge that your phone records show that you called at 5:07 a.m. to your sister's cell phone, correct?
I don't have them in front of me, but I believe that is correct, yeah.
Okay. Were you calling your sister's phone to alert her of something? Is that why you called?
No.
Later that morning on January 29th, after those initial phone calls and after the scene had been cleared, at about 11:30 in the morning, you did have a formal interview with Massachusetts State Trooper Michael Proctor, did you not?
I did, yes.
Day before yesterday, you testified that Karen Reed, actually it was, I think it may have been Tuesday, you testified on direct examination that Karen Reed just showed up at your house screaming, correct?
Correct.
In point of fact, you told Michael Proctor in that 11:30 a.m. or thereabouts, that interview that morning, that on January 29th, when Karen was on the phone with you, you told her to come to your house. Isn't that true?
No, I never told her to come to my house.
She told you she wanted to go search for John, and instead of saying, I'll come meet you or I'll go wherever you want to go, you told her, no, 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 come to my house and pick me up and we'll go together. Correct?
No, that's incorrect.
Do you remember talking to Trooper Proctor on that day?
I do, yes.
Do you remember exactly what you told him concerning the plan to either come to your house or go search for John?
There was never a plan for Karen to come to my house.
Do you remember exactly what you told him with that regard on that issue?
No, I don't.
Would it refresh your recollection to look at a police report that he drafted on that issue?
Well, those are his words or summary.
That's not my question. I know these are his words. He wrote it. Mm-hmm. My question is, would it refresh your recollection about what you told him to take a look at his report?
I know what happened, and I know what I told him. I don't know what's written in that report.
Yes or no?
I don't need to see the report, no.
Because it would not refresh your recollection to see a report where he indicated that you told him that you directed Miss Reed to come to your house.
I object.
The objection is sustained. I'm going to strike that.
You also told...
I'd like to be seen on.
Okay, can we come to set that, please?
May I?
Sure.
Thank you. Ms. McCabe, during that same interview, you also told Trooper Proctor that while driving back to One Meadows after you had been picked up by Karen at your house, while driving back toward One Meadows, that's actually when Miss Reed told you she may have broken her taillight, correct?
Miss Reed told me in the morning at my house.
Okay. I know that's what you're testifying to now.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm asking is, what did you tell Michael Proctor on January 29th, when it was freshest in your mind?
That she had told me she had a cracked taillight when she called me.
You didn't tell him that she indicated she noticed her taillight had been damaged on the drive back to One Meadows after she got to your house?
She mentioned it then as well, but she also had told me when she was on the phone, that's why my husband yelled out that we shouldn't be driving with a cracked taillight.
But in fact, you did not tell Trooper Proctor that story. What you told him was she told you on the drive back to One Meadows after having picked you up, correct?
I told him she told me in the morning and on the drive back.
So if he didn't write that in his report, it's obviously incorrect.
Gotcha.
Sustained.
Of course, that drive back to One Meadows would have been 5:30-ish or so. Maybe even a little later, 5:35?
Approximately, yeah, I'm not sure.
Well after she backed out of the driveway and struck another vehicle at One Meadows, correct?
Do you know that?
No, I have no idea.
All right, next question.
Speaking of Trooper Proctor, when you first interviewed with him during that same interview on January 29th, you noticed that he was taking notes, obviously.
Yes, he was.
You told him about your observations of the taillight that day, is that right?
I'd have to see the report, but I believe I told him about it, yes.
And that was literally the same day that you made the observations, is that right?
Yes, it was.
He asked you to describe specifically what the taillight looked like?
Mm-hmm.
And you did so, correct?
If I could I see the report?
All I'm asking right now, I've got the report.
Okay.
If you need it, I'll give it to you. I'm asking about your memory. Ms. McCabe, did you tell him about what the taillight looked like?
If he asked me what the taillight looked like, then I would have told him what it looked like, yes.
And what you told Trooper Proctor on that day is that you, quote, saw a crack in it. Is that right?
I believe I said it was broken and cracked, and it was missing pieces.
Isn't it true that what you actually said is, we got out at John's house and looked at the taillight, back right taillight, saw a crack in it, correct?
I said that I saw it, and it was cracked, and it was missing pieces.
You noted that he was taking notes, correct?
Correct.
Have you ever seen those notes?
No.
Would it refresh your recollection as to what you actually told him in terms of that description to take a look at his notes?
Objective appraise.
So ask it differently, that's sustained.
Sure. Do you remember exactly the words you used in describing that taillight to Trooper Proctor as you sit here today?
Again, the taillight was cracked and missing pieces.
Okay, I know that's what you're testifying to today, Ms. McCabe. We're all aware of that. You've said it 4 or 5 times now. What I'm asking you is, what did you tell Trooper Proctor on January 29th? That's my question. Do you remember the exact words you used to him on the 29th?
I believe I said it was cracked and missing pieces.
Do you know that, or are you guessing?
I'm not guessing.
Okay. Do you remember that specifically?
I remember describing it as cracked and missing pieces.
Do you remember saying it had a crack, or she saw a crack in it?
I do not remember saying that, no.
Would it refresh your recollection to look at a copy of his notes?
Those are his notes.
Ms. McCabe, we can do this all day. Would it refresh your recollection to look at a copy of his notes? If it wouldn't, just tell us.
No, it wouldn't.
Okay. As you sit here today, are you telling this jury that you deny saying to Trooper Proctor, you saw a crack in it? Are you denying that statement?
I'm not denying it.
So you could have told him that.
He asked me multiple times different questions. I spoke to him at my house, and then he had called me. So maybe one time I said it had a crack in it, and another time I said it was broken and missing pieces.
So it's very possible that that's how you described it on the 29th, Ms. McCabe. It had a crack in it, right?
In missing pieces.
I'm not asking you to finish my sentence. I'm asking you, is it possible that that's what you told him that day? It had a crack in it. Yes,
that,
or no?
Yes, that was okay, one way.
In the days following January 29th, in the events of January 29th, 2022, were you and your family coordinating your versions of the events that occurred on that morning?
No.
Were you and your family coordinating some sort of damage control in terms of the language that your family would use to the public, to the press, to law enforcement?
No.
Did you and your family use a group chat, you and part of your family use a group chat to text each other to coordinate your communications with either the press or the public or law enforcement or family or friends?
I have multiple like group chats with family and friends.
You had a very specific group chat that included yourself, Nicole, your sister, Brian Albert, and Matt McCabe, correct?
Yes, I did.
Your Honor, if I may.
Okay.
I have a 2-page document that I'd like to have marked for identification.
All right.
Asked to approach.
Sure. Thank you.
Did you show Mr. Brennan what it was?
Mr. Brennan, I did. I failed to show you.
That's okay. Thank you. That's
the one from the 29th.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Can you tell me if you recognize what's depicted or what's contained on that 2-page document?
Yes.
Don't read it at this point. Just tell me, what is that? What are we looking at?
This is a, looks like a group chat with me and my sister, Nicole. Oh, no, just actually conversations with just myself and my sister, Nicole.
May I approach?
Yes.
Jackson,
can you come
out here?
Oh, sure.
It's a big case for identification.
Did you happen to catch the date of these chats? I just took the document away from you. I apologize.
That's okay. I didn't know.
Yeah, approach.
Sure.
Do you have an extra copy? So she has one of you.
I'll just leave that one. I've got an extra copy for myself. I'll leave that one.
Thank you.
Do you note the date of that series of chats?
Yes, it says 1/29/22.
Okay. Is that a chat just between yourself and Miss? I'm sorry, yourself and Nicole, or is that including others as well?
I think it's just myself and Nicole.
There was another series of chats, we'll get to that in a second, that does include Nicole, Brian, Matt McCabe, correct?
Yes.
On this particular set of texts, do you see the first text starting in the green box? That is a text from you to, it says Coco, correct?
Yes, that's my sister, Nicole.
Okay. And you recognize this text?
I do, yes.
And you recognize the texts following in the following bubbles?
Yes.
I would ask that this be marked moved into evidence.
Is there any objection?
If I could review it briefly.
Sure. Why don't I see you at sidebar for a minute, apologies?
All right, so the objection is noted and overruled. So, Mr. Jackson, you can put that K for identification is now an exhibit.
May I approach?
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you, Your Honor. Before I proceed.
Jurors, before you consider any electronic communications in your deliberations, and you heard Trooper Guarino read a lot of text messages the other day. I didn't interrupt him. I probably should have. But before you consider any electronic communications in your deliberations, you must first find that it is more likely true than not that the person who either authored or created or transmitted the communication was in fact the person alleged. So here we have communications between Ms. McCabe and her sister. Before you can consider them, you must find that it's more likely than not that they were the people who sent and received those. If you do not find it's more likely true than not that the person alleged to have created or sent them, then you may not consider the electronic communication in deciding your case. Now, when you read or hear about these text messages, you may not consider the statements for their truth, but you may consider them solely for the limited purpose of understanding the state of mind of here Ms. McCabe when she sent those messages. All right, so now that's what I needed to do. Mr. Jackson, your turn.
Thank you, Your Honor. With the court's permission, I would ask the January 29th text be published.
Yes.
Mr. Wolf, is there a way to, there we go.
Margaret, the witness might need that exhibit.
Your Honor, may I approach just to retrieve the exhibit?
Yes.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I was just going to say, could you please enlarge that?
Any way to make that bigger? We'll take one bubble at a time.
Ms. McCabe, do you need lights on or are you okay?
Oh, I'm okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Ms. McCabe, does this appear to be a representative copy of what you're looking at that's just been marked for evidence?
Yes, it does.
Starting at that top text, which is the green bubble here. Can you see at the very top where it says from, there's a redaction?
Yes.
The last four digits of that phone number, do you recognize that?
Yes.
Is that your phone number?
Yes.
Do you see just beneath it, it says two, and there's a line that says Coco?
Yes.
Is that your sister?
Yes, it
That's
is.
That's Nicole?
Yes.
And if you look down on the bottom right corner of this exhibit, do you see a time and date stamp?
Yes, I do.
What is that time and date?
It's 1/29/22 at 7:54.
Is that 7:54 p.m.?
Yes.
Okay. Can you read for the jurors what you texted to your sister at 7:54?
Sure. Carrie talked to the cops and kept it simple.
Who's Carrie?
Carrie Roberts.
And this is a text that you sent about Miss Roberts's interview with the police?
Yes, it is.
If Mr. Woke, can we pull up the next text, please? Do you see the response in the blue bubble?
Yes, I do.
Who's responding to whom?
I'm responding to my sister, Nicole.
Can you please tell us the time? And we know it's the same date. What time is that?
That would be 7:56. Or 58, sorry. I'm not sure if that's an 8 or a 6.
I may have misheard you. The blue bubble is from whom?
It's from my sister, Nicole.
To whom?
To me.
Okay, I may have misheard you. I thought you said the reverse. I want to make sure we're very clear. The blue bubble is from Nicole. The green bubbles are from you.
Yes, correct.
Got it. And this text says, I'm sorry, read that for me one more time.
Sure. Okay, try and get some sleep. Talk tomorrow.
Next text, please. What's the time of this text?
7:57.
This is from you to Coco, to Nicole?
Yes.
What does that text say?
Any update.
What did you mean by any update?
I meant had she heard anything or learned anything new.
Next text, please. Do you see a response from your sister to you?
Yes.
What does that say?
We'll get more info tomorrow. Don't want to text about it.
Next text, please. Is this a text from you to your sister, Nicole?
Yes, it is.
What does that say?
Right.
Next text, please. What is the date and time of this text?
It is 1/29/2022 at 8:01 p.m.
And this is in response to the text that you just read from you to your sister? And this
yeah.
is now a text from your sister back to you, correct?
Correct.
What does this text say?
Okay, text me in a.m. or if you hear anything later.
Thank you. We can bring the lights up for just a moment. One of the texts, the third from the bottom text on the second page, in other words, the top text on the page, was from your sister to you, we'll get more info, T-O-M-M, correct?
Yes.
Don't want to text about it, correct?
Yes.
T-O-M-M means tomorrow?
Yes.
This was January 29th, 2022, correct?
Yes.
Tomorrow would have been January 30th,
yes.
2022, is that right?
Yes.
Your Honor, I'm holding another document. This is a multi-page document. Eight pages in total length. There's a base page on the bottom, 02148. And you've got a copy. Thank you. May I approach the witness?
Yes.
Thank you.
Can you please take a look at that document, flip through it, and let me know when you're finished?
This is the document we discussed at sidebar?
It is, Your Honor.
May I approach, Your Honor?
Yes.
Thank you. May I stand at the witness stand for just a second?
Thank you. Don't have a separate copy for Ms. McCabe?
I do. I'm going to hand you this one and ask that this be marked. Just a couple of foundational questions. Ms. McCabe, do you recognize what was depicted in these documents?
Yes.
Does this appear to be a group chat between and among yourself, Nicole Albert, Chris Albert, and Matt McCabe?
I don't believe Chris Albert's on that.
I'm sorry, my mistake. Brian Albert.
Yeah, Brian, okay. Sorry.
So the four of you?
Yes.
Okay, and does this appear to be a group chat that was engaged between and among y'all on February 1st, starting, I'm going to try to bookend it, starting at about noon, ending at about 5 or 5:30 that evening?
I didn't look, but I'll take your word for it.
You could just look at the first one or two.
Oh, yeah. February 1st, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
And then the last one, same date, around 5:30.
Yes.
May I approach?
Yes.
How does this be marked?
Right. Say, for identification or in evidence?
In evidence.
Same objection, Mr. Bryan?
Please.
Okay. So, yes, that can come into evidence.
48.
And jurors, the same instruction regarding the electronic communications and the same instruction regarding this is not to be used for the truth of what's in there, but simply as opposed to using fake statements.
With the court's permission to publish, please?
Yes.
If we could start at the second text down. Ms. Wool, can you make that a little bigger? I apologize. Thank you. Do you recognize what's depicted both on the screen and in your hand?
Yes.
Does it appear to be the same thing?
Yes.
Okay. Taking a look at that first text, who is that from and who is it to?
Okay. All right. It's from Brian Albert, and it's to myself, my sister Nicole, and Matt McCabe, my husband.
And if you can orient us, please, and I won't do this with every single text, but orient us for the first text. What date and time is this text?
This is February 1st at 12:50.
So this is about 3 days after the event in question?
Yes.
12:50 noon.
Noon, yes.
Just before 1 p.m.
Yes.
What does that text say?
Julie said Channel 4 is Zindini.
And that's from whom?
Brian.
So Brian Albert... explain what that text means.
So Brian Albert is telling us that Julie told him Channel 4 is in D&E.
Who's Julie?
I'm sorry, Julie Albert.
Thank you. Let's go to the next text. Is this in response to the text that you just read?
Yes.
The prior text mentioned Channel 4 and D&E. What is D&E?
D&E is a sub shop that is owned by Chris Albert.
Is that in Canton?
Oh, sorry. Yes, it's in Canton.
On the main street of Canton?
Yes.
Directly next door to what?
Waterfall.
Across the street from Waterfall?
Oh, sorry. C.F. McCarthy's, yeah.
Thank you. Across the street from Waterfall, directly adjoining, they have an adjoining wall to C.F. McCarthy's, correct?
Yes.
And D... Is it D and E or D N E?
D and E.
D and E. Okay, yeah. That's just the name of the pizza sub shop.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you for that context. Ms. McCabe, can you read what this text says, who it's from, and who it's to?
This is from Matt McCabe to myself, my sister Nicole, and Brian.
Can you read it for us, please?
Sure. Eating, I assume. Ask Chris to ask some questions. Tell them the guy never went into the house.
What does tell them the guy never went into the house mean to you? How did you take that?
I took that as John never came in the house.
Who's the guy?
John.
John O'Keefe?
Yes.
And the beginning of that sentence is tell them that the guy never came in the house, correct?
Yes.
And the sentence before that is, ask Chris to ask some questions, correct?
Yes.
So this is Matt McCabe directing that Chris ask questions
of Channel 4, correct?
I wouldn't say directing.
Whatever word you want to use.
No, I'm saying that
suggesting.
Matt, I think we're all looking to find out what happened, so Matt was like, ask some questions. What do they know?
And also indicating that Chris should tell them the guy never came in the house, correct?
John never came in the house, correct.
Okay. Next text, please. Can you orient us who is this text from and who is it to?
Okay. This text is from Brian to myself, to Nicole, and to Matt.
Brian who?
Sorry, Brian Albert.
And this is in response to the text above that you just read, correct?
Yes.
Where Matt McCabe said, tell Chris to find out, get an update or something, and tell him that the guy never came in the house.
Yes.
This is in response to that text.
Yes.
And what does Brian Albert respond?
Exactly.
One word, correct?
Yes.
Next text, please. This is a green box, so I presume this is you?
Yes, it is.
And this is to whom?
To Nicole, to Brian, to Matt.
And what does your text read?
It means, oh my God.
It's O-N-G, but yeah. It meant to be O-M-G, correct?
Yes, yeah, I do a lot of errors.
Which is stands for, oh my God.
Yes.
Next text, please. Who is this from and who is it to?
So this is from my sister Nicole to myself, to Brian, and to Matt.
And what does that text read?
It says, I assume it's just to eat, but Brian, if she is there, ask her what the deal is.
Next text, please. Before I ask you about this text, mm-hmm. The last text, that was from whom, one more time?
My sister, Nicole.
It was from your sister, Nicole?
Yes.
And she mentions a she, a pronoun she.
Yes.
Is that referring to Julie Albert?
To be honest, I don't know who she's referring to.
Well, remember the first text started, or did the first text start with someone reporting that Julie said that Channel 4 was in D&E?
Yes, it did.
So would that prior text mean get Julie Albert to get some updates on what's going on? Let's go back to that last text one more time.
Yeah,
You see where it reads, if she's there? Does that mean if Julie is at D&E, hence she just reported that Channel 4 is there?
I'm truly not sure if who she's referring to as the she.
Okay, fair enough. Let's go to the next text, please. Mr. Wilk, I think you missed one. The one above it. Who's this text from and who's it to?
This text is from myself, and it is to my sister Nicole, to Brian, and to Matt.
And what does this read?
This says, to ask if we heard if she is in a mental hospital.
Next text, please. Who is this from and who's it to?
This is from me to my sister Nicole, to Brian, and to Matt.
What's the time on this text?
2:55.
And what does it read?
Carrie is here going over timeline.
Who's the Carrie referring to?
Carrie Roberts.
What is here?
I would assume here would mean my house.
Next text, please. Who's this from and who's it to?
This is from Brian to me, to Nicole, to Matt.
And what does this text read?
I did hear that.
Next text, please. Who is this text from and who is it to?
This text is from me to my sister Nicole, to Brian, to Matt.
What does it read?
And we handed the phone to Carrie.
Who's Carrie?
Carrie Roberts.
What phone are you referring to?
Mine.
Who was on the other end of that phone?
On February 1st, I believe it could have been Michael Proctor.
Next text, please. Who is this from and who is it to?
This is from me to Nicole, to Brian, to Matt.
What does it read?
She is telling him everything.
Everything is in all caps with an exclamation point, correct?
Yes, it is.
What's the timestamp on this, Ms. McCabe?
2:55.
Who's the him that you're referring to in this text?
I believe it was Michael Proctor.
Next text, please. Who is this from and who is it to?
This is from me to Nicole, to Brian, to Matt.
What's the timestamp on this text?
2:55.
Same minute that you sent the last text?
Yes.
She's telling him everything?
Yes.
And then you follow up with what?
All the stuff.
Next text, please. Who's this responsive text from?
This is from Matt to myself, Nicole, and Brian.
And what's the timestamp on this?
4:35.
What does this read?
Yep, if she pleads out, it will end. If she fights it, it will be an episode.
Who's she?
I'm assuming that would be Miss Reed.
Next text, please. Who's this from and who's it to?
This is from Nicole, to me, to Matt, and to Brian.
And what does this read?
She liked the text
previous,
above.
The previous yeah. text?
Yes.
Meaning like a thumbs up or a like?
Yeah, it just says liked. So
the one that reads, yeah, if she pleads, it will end.
Mm-hmm.
If she fights, it will be an episode.
Yes.
Next text, please. Who's this from and who's it to?
This is from Matt. Oh, sorry, to me, to Nicole, and to Brian.
And what does this read?
Brian, sitting separate.
Is that a period or a comma? I honestly can't see. Is that a period or a comma between Brian and sitting? Or can you tell?
I can't tell if it is or it's just like the way it printed out. I'm not sure.
Next text, please. Who's this from and who's it to?
Brian, to me, Nicole, and Matt.
What's the timestamp on this?
That is 4:55.
And what does that text read?
Okay.
And the next text. This is another green bubble. Who's this from and who's it to?
This is me, Matt, me, Nicole, Matt, and Brian.
And what did you say, what did you write in this text?
I wrote you listening.
And what's the timestamp on this?
That is 5:15.
I'm sorry, it would be what time?
Oh, I'm sorry, 5:15.
And in fact, at 5:15, Ms. Roberts was in your house being personally interviewed by Massachusetts State Police, correct?
They were there. I'm not sure if this is the exact time, but yes, they did come over.
Just to be clear and to orient us, there was a phone conversation that you were privy to between Carrie Roberts and Michael Proctor telephonically, correct?
She was
earlier in the day.
Yeah, earlier in the day, he had called me, and then Carrie had asked to speak with him.
And that's the handage of the phone. Correct?
Yes.
And later, a couple of hours later, 5-ish or so, she was still at your house. Michael Proctor came over and interviewed her at your home.
No.
I'm sorry. Massachusetts State Police.
Came over and spoke to myself, her, and Matt.
And you wrote, you listening to the group, correct?
Yes.
Who was that specifically directed to?
I honestly don't know.
Was there anybody else in the house during her interview other than you and the troopers?
My husband, Matt, my daughter, her friend, my other daughter.
Of the people on this text chain, the only person that would have been in the house that could have conceivably, quote unquote, listened would be Matt McCabe.
Yes.
Okay. Next text, please. Who's this from and who's it to?
It's from me to Matt, Nicole, and Brian.
And what does it read?
Cops here again.
You were reporting to the others on this text stream that the police had arrived at your house. They were in your house with you and Carrie that you just described, correct?
Yes, I was just telling them that they were here again.
Next text, please. Who is this from and who is it to?
This is from my sister, Nicole, to myself, Brian, and Matt. And Nicole says, call us after.
And what time was this?
This was 5:23.
Did you take this to mean that she wanted you to call the group after Carrie Roberts' interview and update them about that interview?
I took it as that she just wanted, to call and see what the cops said and if there was any update, any information.
Next text, please. Who is this from and who is it to?
This is from Matt, and it's to myself, Nicole, and Brian.
What time is this?
This is at 5:31.
And at 5:31, what does Mr. McCabe write to the group?
This girl could write a book nonstop.
Was that in reference to Carrie Roberts having her interview with the Massachusetts State Police?
Yes, it was.
And the this girl is Carrie, correct?
Yes.
Next text, please. Who is this from and who is it to?
This is from me to Nicole, Brian, and Matt.
What time is this text?
5:32.
And what do you write to the group?
I love it.
And this is in direct response to Matt McCabe's, your husband's, text about Carrie Roberts could write a book, correct?
Yes.
Suggesting that both you and Mr. McCabe were listening to her interview, correct?
We could hear different parts of it, correct.
Next text, please. And who is this from and who is it to?
This is from me to Nicole, to Brian, to Matt.
And what did you write?
I wrote, she is telling them everything.
Similar to the text that we earlier saw that was in all caps when you indicated she's telling them everything, correct?
Yes.
On the phone. That was in reference to what she was saying on the phone.
Yes.
This is in reference to the live interview, correct?
Yes.
Also indicating that you were listening to and were privy to the content of her conversation with the police.
I could hear bits and pieces of it, yes.
Okay. Enough to say that she's telling them everything.
When I used the word everything, I meant it in the, not only was she telling them what had happened, but she was also telling them opinions and different things.
Okay, so you could hear it that much?
I could hear her saying some opinions.
Okay, next text, please. Who is this from and who is it to?
This is from my sister Nicole, to myself, to Matt, to Brian.
And this is in response to she is telling them everything, correct?
Yes.
And the text reads what?
Good.
Next text, please. Who is this from and who is it to?
This is from Matt, to myself, to Nicole, and to Brian.
And what does it read?
He says, going to miss the basketball game at this rate.
You mean Matt says?
Oh, sorry. Matt says going to miss the basketball game at this rate.
Indicating that he was still in the house and still privy to the conversation between Carrie Roberts and the Massachusetts State Police.
He was waiting for them to talk, but Carrie kept talking. Was, as he said, she could write a book, so he felt he was going to miss the game because she just kept talking.
Next text, please. That may be the end of it.
Yeah, it is.
Is that the last text on the page?
Yes, it is.
May I approach you?
Yes.
Do you want both of them?
Yes, please.
Okay. There you go.
Ms. McCabe.
Yes.
These text messages were on a private chat both the one between you and your sister, as well as the group chat, correct? Those are private chats, not open to the public.
Correct.
You never intended, obviously, for any of those texts to become public, correct?
Those, I handed my phone over, so I knew all my texts would be seen.
When you were writing the text, when the group was chatting back and forth or texting back and forth, those were intended to be private texts between and among just the people on the text string, correct?
I just was texting my family. I wasn't thinking any more of who was going to see it.
You certainly did not expect when you were writing those texts that the defense, Ms. Karen Reed's representatives, would ever get a hold of those texts. That was not in your mind, correct?
Would never have been in my mind, no.
That is a textbook example, what we've just seen, of witnesses colluding with one another about a subject matter that's under investigation, correct?
I move for an instruction.
All right, jurors, disregard that comment completely. Disregard that question.
Your Honor, may we approach?
Yes.
May I, Your Honor?
Yes.
Thank you. In the text that we just saw, you were colluding with other witnesses, percipient witnesses, in this case, through those text messages, were you not?
I was not.
You were organizing your statements to the police based on what you overheard and what you heard during Kerry Roberts' interview with the Massachusetts State Police, weren't you?
No, I was not.
You were reporting back to other percipient witnesses what you heard and saw during other witnesses' statements to the police, to wit, Kerry Roberts, correct?
I was telling them Kerry was speaking with the police.
And you told them she's telling them, quote, everything, correct?
Yes, I told them some of the opinions that she stated.
And when Mr. McCabe said she could write a book, she's going on, in other words, she's going on, your statement was, I love it, correct?
Yes.
And you reported that back to other witnesses who were not privy to Ms. Roberts' statements to the police, correct?
To my sister and to my brother-in-law, yes.
And then your sister asked for updates when Kerry Roberts was done, correct?
I don't know if it was in regard to updates when she was done or updates like, did they tell us anything? Is there anything new? We were still all trying to figure out what had happened.
The four of you were discussing the facts surrounding this case, not only with each other, but discussing interviews, formal police interviews that you heard or overheard with another witness, weren't you?
I told them some of the things that Kerry Roberts said, yes.
And you were happy about what she said after you had created this timeline with her, correct?
The timeline had nothing to do with it.
But it was certainly chronologically. Her interview with the police was after this timeline had already been created between you and Kerry Roberts.
Yes, we both put down what had happened so we would remember.
And then once she was interviewed, you were responding to the rest of the group. She's telling them everything, meaning everything we just crafted in this timeline, right?
No, I meant she was telling them everything. She was telling her personal opinions about Ms. Reed.
I want to change gears for a second, Ms. McCabe, and ask you about that visit that you took to Michael Lank's house. May I approach, Your Honor?
Yes.
I just don't want to keep these at the podium. This is marked. Thank you, Your Honor. Have you and Ms. Roberts discussed that visit to Michael Lank's house before your testimony, before you testified to it for the first time in May of 2024, about a year ago? Did y'all discuss that at all?
I don't recall.
You testified under oath in that proceeding that you went, and I want to be very clear about this, that you went from One Meadows, the O'Keefe residence, John O'Keefe's residence, directly to Michael Lank's residence, which is in another neighborhood in the same town, correct?
Yes, we went, correct.
And you indicated that you were there to drop off one of Carrie's daughters, is that right?
Yes.
That's how you testified in May of 2024, about a year ago.
Yes.
May I have just a moment, Your Honor?
Yes.
You spoke to Lieutenant Tully about this very same visit on May 10th, 2024, before your actual testimony in that other proceeding a year ago, correct?
Yes.
All right, and what y'all talked about was your visit and your travels over to Sergeant Lank's, by the way, Sergeant Michael Lank of Canton PD, correct?
Yes.
The same Michael Lank that we've talked about?
Yes.
You talked to Lieutenant Tully about that trip over to Michael Lank's house, correct?
Yes.
You indicated that in that interview with Lieutenant Tully that you went over to the Lank residence with Carrie Roberts to pick up her daughter at the residence, correct? Not to drop her off, but to pick her up.
She was with us at Meadows, so we dropped her off.
Right. I know that's what your testimony was a couple days ago.
Mm-hmm.
I'm asking, when you talked to Lieutenant Tully on May 10th, 2024, before your testimony last year, did you tell Lieutenant Tully we were actually there to pick up her daughter? That's why we went to Michael Lank's house. That's why you went to Michael Lank's house.
I went to Michael Lank's to drop her daughter off.
What did you tell Lieutenant Tully?
That I went to drop her off.
So you didn't say pick her up to him?
I don't believe so, no.
So if he said that, that would be another example of an incorrect report?
Sustained.
Do you remember exactly what it was that you told him during that interview?
I know that Lexi was with us at Meadows Ave, and we dropped her off at Mike Lank. So if he mixed up pick up and drop off, that could have happened. But we had Lexi with us, and we dropped her off there.
Okay, so you believe that may have been his mix up, not yours?
Sustained.
Do you remember exactly what it was that you told Lieutenant Tully during that interview?
I know I said that we dropped her off.
Okay. It was 11 days later that you actually testified, correct?
11 days later from...
After the interview, about 10, 11 days after the interview with Lieutenant Tully that you actually testified in court about in a proceeding about this issue.
Ben, I don't know the exact dates of when I testified.
If you testified, say, May 21st versus May 10th, it's about 11 days.
Yeah.
All right. Mm-hmm. When you testified in that other proceeding, you did testify that you had dropped off Carrie Roberts' daughter, not picked her daughter up. Is that right?
I know I dropped her off, yes.
Did you also talk to Carrie Roberts about her testimony and what she was going to say about dropping off or picking up her daughter?
No.
Okay. You never talked to her about it before you testified or before she testified last year?
We both know what happened, so I don't...
I'm just asking if you had a discussion. That's all I'm asking.
I have no idea if we discussed that.
So you might have.
I have no idea.
And in the last year, let's clock it around all the way to now, mm-hmm. You've probably discussed it additionally with her, correct?
Probably not that detail, no.
Now, you also indicated, by the way, the reason that this subject matter came up with Lieutenant Tully is you were confronted with certain location data records indicating that you were at Michael Lank's house for a period of time, correct?
Correct. Okay.
Sustained, ask it differently.
Were you provided any records and asked about records that showed that you were at Michael Lank's house on January 30th, 2022?
I was asked if I had gone to Michael Lank's house, and I had, to be honest, I had completely forgotten because those days were just a complete blur. But then I remembered that after we left Meadows Ave, we did drop her daughter off at Michael Lank's.
All right. Do you recall ever seeing a document, seeing something that indicated that you were actually a piece of paper, a document, a record, anything indicating that you were seen at Michael Lank's house through GPS location data forms?
Did I ever see a record of
Correct.
That?
Correct. Did Lieutenant show?
No, he didn't show me a record.
He just asked you about
he
it.
He just asked me.
Did he tell you during that course of that interview that he had been provided with GPS data records indicating that you went to Michael Lank's house?
I don't remember the specifics of what he asked, but I know that he did ask me if I had been there.
Did he tell you that he had received those GPS data records from the defense?
Sustained.
Did he tell you anything about receiving any documents from the defense that prompted the question where you were on January 3rd?
I don't recall.
Before that interview on May 10th with Lieutenant Tully, mm-hmm. This is preceding your testimony last year.
Okay.
Had you ever reported that you went to Michael Lank's house, Sergeant Lank's house, on January 30th to anybody?
No, to be honest, I completely forgot about it.
You indicated that during that visit, you sat outside in a car, in Carrie's car, correct?
Yes.
Basically for the entire visit, is that right?
Yes.
You indicated that you did not go in the house except to use the restroom possibly, correct?
I have a faint memory that I ran in to use the bathroom.
You indicated that you did not see Sergeant Lank at his home, correct?
I don't believe I did, no.
What time of night was this?
I don't know. We had left. We had been at Meadows for a while, and then we left, dropped Lexi off, and then I went home. I don't know a time. Maybe afternoon. I'm not sure. I'm sorry.
Your Honor, I have a 10-page document that I'd like to have marked as identification with the court's permission.
Sure, show Mr. Brennan on your way up. Thank you.
Do you recognize the document?
There so has it been marked yet?
I'm sorry. I asked that it be marked for identification at this point, just only for identification.
Right.
Sorry.
So the Madam Court Reporter will mark it and give it back.
Okay. Thank you.
Exhibit L for identification.
Thank you. Go ahead, Mr. Jackson.
Thank you, Your Honor. Once you get the document back, I'll ask you a couple of quick questions about it.
Okay. Thank you.
Sorry, crazy.
You have the document in front of you?
Yes.
Let's take a look at the first page of that document just to orient yourself. Do you see that appears to be a map, generally?
All right, so I'm just going to ask you to take a look at the document and don't describe it.
Sure. Take a look at the first page and tell me if you recognize anything on that page.
I do, yes.
What do you recognize generally about that document?
Yeah.
I'll see you, counsel at sidebar. May I have that, please, Ms. McKeon?
Sure.
There's more live courtroom coverage coming up. Press subscribe now so you don't miss a second. From the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments. River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slipcovers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments. River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slipcovers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments. River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slipcovers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments. River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slip covers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slip covers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slip covers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Chances are you've been to the doctor recently and you probably handed over your insurance, your ID, and even your social security number. Your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal info. And if any of them accidentally expose your details, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slip covers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.